Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now, I will turn the meeting over to your host, Dan Savitt. Sir, you may begin.
Great. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me today on our CEO conference call. I hope everyone had a good President's Day and a good Valentine's Day weekend as well, and we're able to enjoy some time. I want to remind everyone that you have questions. If you have questions you'd like to answer us to be answer on today's call, you can email them to our conference call email box. And just as a reminder, that box has a new address. It's askceo@vnsny.org. So go ahead and get those questions in, and we'll answer them or address each one of them at the end of the call. All right, I'm going to start with some good news on the COVID front. As of yesterday, over 38 million Americans have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. And last week, an average of 1.7 million people were vaccinated each day nationwide. The rate of new COVID infections in the U.S. is also down to the lowest level since last November, which the CDC says is mostly because of the good job everyone is doing at social distancing and wearing masks. So please, even as more of us get the COVID vaccine, keep following all those preventative measures that you've been doing so well today. And I spent a lot of time on the roads of New York, walking around New York City this week, and the entire city continues to do a fantastic job at this, which is going to continue to open things up. And so we're pretty excited and keep the spread and the transition low. All right, so here at VNSNY, though, over 3,500 staff members have now received their first doses of the vaccine, including more than 2,000 home health aides. In addition, over 750 have received that second dose. And I visited the clinic over the weekend. It was wonderful to see all of our amazing and dedicated staff, and they do such a great job. And I just want to give a shout-out to them. The hard work I saw, I came in actually all 3 days and saw a lot of the same folks working the entire holiday weekend. And so very thankful for them, thankful for all the staff that came in to get their vaccination, and so continue that good work. And if you haven't been there and you're eligible, get there. So which leads me to my next point, that there are still a lot of eligible staff who have not received their first vaccine dose yet. So I want to encourage everyone who's eligible for the vaccine to schedule that appointment as soon as you can. We have plenty of slots available this week and next week. Time is running out, though, as the city will be prioritizing other populations, and we cannot guarantee we will be receiving new vaccine doses in a few weeks. So if you're eligible, please get in here, and if you can get in here, I'd love to see you and hear how things are going. All right, so scheduling an appointment to get vaccinated is very easy. Just fill out the vaccine request form that's posted on the intranet and the Partners in Care Resource Center, and then click submit. Partners in Care home health aides can also make an appointment over the phone if that's easier for you. Call that home health aid vaccination hotline, and that number is 212-609-4126. So just call and leave your name and phone number, and one of those schedulers that's working so hard will get back to you as soon as they can. All right, you may have seen the new vaccine eligibility rules were released last week, but they're very important, so I'll repeat them here. So starting yesterday, February 15th, New York State has announced that people under age 65 with certain underlying health conditions are now also eligible to get vaccinated. Those conditions include, but are certainly not limited to, pregnancy, hypertension, asthma, a history of cancer, pulmonary and heart conditions, type 1 and 2 diabetes, kidney disease, and a body index of 30 or greater. You can see the full list of those qualifying conditions on the Partners in Care Resource Center on Frontline and also on our Vaccinate BNSNY site on the internet. You don't need proof from your doctor that you have one of those conditions. When you come for the vaccine, we'll simply ask you to sign the form required by New York City where you attest that you have one of those qualifying conditions. We do not ask you for specifics or proof, and this information will be completely confidential. So to recap, this means that the following groups of BNSNY staff are now eligible to sign up for a vaccine appointment. All right, anyone who works directly with patients or members or clients, including all home health aides and field clinicians, any staff member who is 65 or older, and any employee with one of the health conditions I just mentioned. Taken together, this covers the large majority of our staff. The last thing I'll say about the COVID vaccine is that there's an excellent video now posted on the Frontline homepage showing the whole process at our vaccine clinic from start to finish. There's also an outstanding Frontline article posted where our own Dr. Jay Dobkin and Dr. Shel Bingham explain why it's important to get vaccinated now and not wait. So if you have questions about the vaccine, please check out this video and the article. I have seen both, and they are excellent. I have also a few other updates to share. Our celebration of Black History Month continued last week as the winners were announced in the raffle for tickets to an online discussion this Saturday, February 20th, with historian Henry Louis Gates about his work exploring the heritage of African-American families and communities. It's going to be a fascinating event, and I want to congratulate all of our raffle winners, and they are the following. Brooke Lemaire, Administrative Assistant at the BNSNY Research Center. Cleo Miller, Nurse, BNSNY Home Care, Bronx Branch 2. Antrateka Robinson, Program Coordinator, Community Mental Health Services. LaVita Covington, Clinical Evaluation Manager, Choice Select Care. Paula Ferguson, Team Manager, Hospice. So congratulate to those folks, and I know you'll enjoy the event. In addition, tomorrow, Wednesday, February 17th at 4 o'clock, BNSNY's Anti-Racism Employee Advisor Group is hosting a Zoom performance and conversation with jazz trumpeter Etienne Charles. You can register for the event by clicking on Black History Month banner on the BNSNY intranet or by using the link in one of the emails you received about the event. Later this week, Frontline will be posting a profile of Edith Carter, BNSNY's second African-American nurse, as part of its series on the organization's groundbreaking Black nurses. So please look for that. Also, on the last couple of CEO calls, you've heard me talking about our new goal-setting process called Objectives and Key Results, or what I refer to, or what's referred to as OKRs. You might remember objectives are the what, our big goals that are meant to stretch us and help us meet or exceed our potential, and the key results are the how, those important metrics we will use to measure whether we're achieving our objectives. We have 5 enterprise-level OKRs in all. I mentioned 2 of them on the previous calls, employee engagement and consumer experience. Another one of these 5 enterprise OKRs is growth via diversification. Our objective is to look for smart growth that supports our mission. And you'll often hear me talk about how the work we do is so important, and we do it so well, although we know we can do it better, so we continue to do those things, and the other OKRs really focus on doing better. But as we continue to do better, we want to reach more people for our mission, and part of that is growth, and part of growth is new programs, and new programs tackling, to some extent, our targeted eligible population, but more of them and in different ways. And so today, I'll give you one quick example of how we might do that. This example has to do with BNSNY Choice Health Plans. At the present time, Choice offers three plans, a Medicaid MLTC plan, a Medicaid Special Needs plan, and an integrated Medicare-Medicaid product known simply as Medicaid Advantage Plus, or MAP, is what we call it. And I just want everyone to know, though, that we're now preparing to expand our Medicare products beyond MAP and offer other Medicare Advantage products. These products would begin enrollment this fall and would provide coverage starting on January 1st, 2022. And we're very excited about this. And the expansion will allow us to enroll a broader set of Medicare beneficiaries than we serve today, and will also let us leverage all of the capabilities within our care management organization to care for the highest risk members of these plans. And you'll be hearing much more about this and other plans for growth in the months to come. And as we continue to diversify and develop new ways to bring our mission and our capabilities to New Yorkers in need, please stay tuned. This is an exciting new chapter for BNSLI, and everyone in the organization is going to need to be a part of it, because it is a big lift to grow and expand at the same time improving our consumer experience and our clinical quality. And, of course, underlying all that is the engagement of our great staff. All right, so that's the update for this week. And I'm going to turn to the questions that have been sent to the email box, and my colleagues on the phone, as always, will help me to address them. All right. Here we go. Our first question is in Spanish, and I appreciate that, and it just goes to show, but I believe the translation, and Andrew, you're going to check on me, which is, for me or Michael, which was how, if I'm working during this call or other similar calls, like how can I listen in? Andrea, did I get that right, or Michael? Either one.
Yes, I think that's correct, Dan. So the question was, how can I, if I'm working, how do I listen into the call, or how do I know what is happening on the call.
Yep. Right. And the great thing is we post these calls and other videos both on the VNSNY internet site as well as our Partners in Care resource page.
So, Dan, I can take a crack in Spanish.
Okay.
And then we can publish the answer in Spanish. So, la información se publica en el centro de recursos de Partners in Care. I don't know if that's helpful, but we'll get a really good Spanish translation for that with some more details on our questions and answers.
Fantastic. Thanks, Andrea. All right, next question. Good morning. What do you do when you are being told conflicting information from Human Resources? I've reached out to HR via the Ask HR tool. Who do I reach out to for clarification? That is a good question. Hopefully, we don't see that often. And I'm going to ask Marian Haas, our Chief Human Resource Officer, to address that.
Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry to hear that you're getting conflicting information. I would suggest that you send your question into Brenda Sand, and she can research the conflicting information, or give her a call and she can research the conflicting information and get to the bottom of your issue. Thanks for the question.
Thanks, Marian. All right, the next question actually is a few questions, so I'm going to take the first part and then ask Andrea to address that. And Andrea, if you want, just to take the rest of it, that would be great. The first part of the question is, are the aides at Partners in Care eventually going to be able to submit questions about policies in general to our Senior Vice President, Jim Rolla, just like in this format via email, even if there are no weekly conference calls with him, in which case answers will be could be posted on our HHA resource page as well. Andrea, would you like to take that and then just go right into the next part of the question?
Sure. So Jim Rolla and I have actually been in touch during this phone call, and he would be very happy to create a forum where the aides can ask and get their questions answered similar to this forum. So he's going to set that up, and he'll set up a mailbox for that as well. So he'll communicate those times when that'll be available. I think there were a few other questions associated with this about, is telehealth with video happening in, I'm assuming this is Partners in Care, will documentation of clients' heavy-duty housekeeping needs be done via video? Is BNS and Live still affiliated with PAWS New York to help clients with pet care needs? And will Partners in Care or VNS allow documentation of those of us aides willing to help with pet care since it is unsafe for clients to do it themselves? So a lot of questions here, which I can give a few general answers about. So first, unfortunately, telehealth is not widely used at this time because there is no reimbursement for this from our payers, meaning the people who pay us for the care. Personal care, as everybody knows, is a hands-on service, so there are challenges to delivering this type of care remotely. We are continuing to look for opportunities where this care can be delivered remotely, but again, this is a really hands-on type of care. And we will look into PAWS New York. We understand that it is very difficult if a client has, for example, a dog who needs a walk and you're really not allowed to do that, and then the client takes the walk. So at this time, we ask that you speak to, if this is a situation that you're in, that you contact the nurse who is in charge of that patient's care and see how we can assist that person in the home. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Andrea. All right, next question. I work in the office some days and some days from home. Could I ask for clarification on how often to fill out the workday COVID-19 daily self-health assessment? The company-wide email received Feb 4 suggests to fill it out every day that we go to the office, and then the workday daily self-health assessment page asks to fill it out every day, including days working from home. And so, Marion, can you provide some clarification?
Yes. Thanks for the question. We do ask for people who are coming into the office some days and working from home on other days to complete that daily health assessment every day because it provides important history to be available in the event that you do answer one of those questions, yes. It provides guidance for our CERT team to be able to tell you what's best to do. For people who are just coming in one day for their vaccination or some other reason, we just ask for you to complete it one day. We'll take a look at that announcement that went out from February 4th, and we'll make sure it gets clarified.
Thanks, Marion. Next question, I need to go to Fort Myers, Florida mid-next week. I plan to test for COVID-19 prior and post my return. Am I to quarantine for 10 days post-returning to New York City? I'll ask Tony to take this one.
Yes, good morning. This is Tony Dawson, Vice President for Quality and Customer Experience. Great question. Thank you for asking this question. So if you're going to travel to Fort Myers, you need to get tested 3 days before you come back to New York City. And then when you come back, you need to get another test 4 days later, which is a total of 7 days. And so you can come back to work if you are negative on the first test and negative on the second test. And you can always come to one of the VNSNY testing centers and we can do a rapid test. You'll have those results within 15 minutes. If you do not comply with the testing before you come back, then you need to stay out on quarantine for 10 days. But if you're following all the guidelines, you can come back on the 7th day. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Tony. Where do we find those guidelines? Because I know they change. Where's the best place?
So those guidelines are all on the intranet too, on the COVID site. And we will we just met this morning, so we're going to put some new ones up there today. We did some updates on those this morning, so we're going to post them again today. So they'll be posted as soon as this afternoon.
So
if you have any questions, you can always call the CERT. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I was just going to ask you a question, Tony, related to this question. So let's say I got my COVID vaccine, I got my first dose, and I got my second dose, and it's 14 days after my second dose. Aren't there some new travel freedoms that I can have?
There is not anything published right now, Andrea. It just says that you do not have to quarantine for the 10 days. But we're actually had a discussion about that this morning with regard to waiting for the CDC to come out with some new guidelines for us on if you've been fully vaccinated, what do you do? Because there's some difference on that with regard to international and or state travel. So stay tuned. We will keep apprised of that as we move along.
Okay. Thank you, Tony.
If you have any questions, please call the CERT team at 212-216-9970. That's 212-216-9970. And we are staying on top of this. This is changing by the day as we keep on getting more people vaccinated and hopefully get back to some form of normal. Thanks, Andrea.
Perfect. Thanks, Tony. Next question. Good morning. Is there any plan for returning to the office? If so, what is the plan as of now, specifically for clinical care managers within population health? And so as it relates to specifically with your teams, I would talk to your managers or your director within those groups, and they should be able to provide those specific plans. But, you know, we are turning in the right direction, so we will begin strategizing around return to the office, not just 220 East 42nd Street, but across BNSNY's footprint, and there'll be more to come is what I can say. So we do not have a specific timeline today. We will begin talking about that in the next few weeks, and then as that plan formulates and we have something to communicate, we will do that. But as of now, we are still steady as she goes. So, but more to come. But always, you know, when you have questions about your department and what your department leadership is thinking, you know, I would always encourage people to be asking and talking about this with their manager. And if they're not sure, they should, but that should just roll right up because someone should know. All right. That is the questions for today. I don't see any other ones, and I really appreciate the questions that came in, and keep bringing them in. And as always, you can email this, and it doesn't have to be just on Tuesdays mornings, and we'll take a look at them. All right. Thanks much, and have a great week, and stay safe. Bye-bye.